It starts with a red di-di-di-di-dum. It starts with a rhythm, a heartbeat tang. Then comes a roll and the drums kick in. See, I heard a poet say, music, it's my religion. I got me thinking that music is religion and poetry is prayer. And I saw the apostles spitting some shit in the land of Jerusalem, and St. Peter said, where's my fucking snare? And I heard the bards of Albion rapping over the grooves of the Druids of Hibernia. And the call went out, yo, where are my motherfucking bards at? And it breaks down into middle. Hey, dizzle, dizzle, there's a piggy in the mizzle. The little boy rolled up a fat one with a rizzle. The junkie ran away with the warks and the spoon. And Whitey's gonna colonize the moon. Then come the strings and the choir starts to sing. And lifts everybody up and we all grow wings. And feel heaven in our hearts. And then it's a cappella, a female voice. And the archangels are doing harmonies. And God grabs the mic and beatboxes to our faith. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. And it ends in a rhythm. A heartbeat. Dang. Thank you.
Book coming out, so you got to find it, learn them off, and some of these are 3 pages and amazing. This is a poem called The Poetry Class. This is about when I was in school growing up in a working class place, a horrible school. It's called Poetry Class. In secondary school there were A classes and B classes. I was in a B class where they put the dumb kids, crazy kids, weirdos, all from the same class, working class, socially challenged areas, they call them now. Justin was a country boy living in Dublin, so they put him in with us. He had more money than us. He had pockets full of sweets. We took them from him by intimidation or force. Justin, give us a sweet. Justin, give us your sweets. David, he blushed when he had to read in class, stuttered, stumbled, couldn't pronounce words. Everyone sniggered. Charlie could kick the shit out of everyone in our class and the other classes, probably the masters as well. He got shot dead a few years ago and left on the Ballymun Road. Nearly everyone had a nickname. Lamar, Noddy, Parky, Ola, Roger, he had big buck teeth. Then there was Lovely, that was his real name. That's a lovely jacket you've got, lovely gold you scored there. Are you one of the Mr. Men? And there were scraps, thumbtacks on chairs, chewing gum in your hair, wedgies on the stairs, bullies and the bullied, laughs and held, smash windows, hundreds of lines to be written, detention, torture, intimidation, horrible grey uniforms, chaos, madness, diesel, hash and butane cans in the jacks. Oh, and some education and poetry. Oh, stony grey soil of Monaghan, the laugh from my love you teethed. I liked it, secretly. I still like it. And now I'm proclaiming it proudly. I'm a rhythm man. I'm a rhyme man. I'm a poet. A poet like Mikey Pinheiro, the junkie Christ. And I'm turning all the chaos in the uniforms, the torture in the lines, the windows in the hash, the howls in the butane gas. I'm turning all of that into poetry.
Thank you.
But did you hear about Mr. Morphy?
Mr. Morphy buys things to fill holes. Plasma TV, Honda Civic, PlayStation 3. Owns over 100 porno DVDs. Has a variety of imaginary flings. Blondes with big breasts. Asians who do anal. Black women with the fullest of lips. Mr. Morphy buys things to fill holes. Smartphones. Bags of Charlie, compilation CDs, a laptop that can talk, an iPod that holds 10,000 songs, but there's only 5,000 on it. He's got a Facebook, a Twitter, and a Google Plus. A dog named Ozzy who pisses under the sofa. He got let go from the call center. His girlfriend dumped him for Tommy, the footballer. He's going places. His ma tells him jobs are out there if you look. He burns his thumb with a match and glows with pain. Puts joints out on his arms. Drinks 6 cans of Dutch Gold every night. Wanks while watching Hollyoaks. Wipes the jip with a dirty sock. He watches X Factor, EastEnders, reads The Sun, The Star, The Daily Mail, eats waffles, fish fingers and chicken goujons from the chipper, smokes the amber leaf, takes diazepam to calm the nerves, takes diazepam to calm the nerves, takes diazepam to calm the nerves, smokes the gear every now and again with the junkies from next door. Mr. Morphy is broken, and no thing will fix him. No drug will fix him. He is broken by the sulfur of the match head, by the eyes of ghouls who stare out from windows, by the memory of his father's voice like a whip across his back, by the legs of teenage girls in micro skirts who stand outside the off license. He is broken on an ocean of smashed glass, on a bed made of barbed wire and razor blades, on a black spoon with wet orchids in his hair and poppies in his brain. Things to fill holes. Things to fill holes. Things to fill holes. Cheers.
I'm like a little bit lighthearted now after that one, you know. And actually read something a little bit funny. The poem about everyone's favourite subject, me. It's an ode. Well, okay, so we have the traditional ode, of course, like Keats and all of the odes to Grecian urn and ode to this and ode to that. And you know, when you're a poet, of course, many poets here, you get to write poems, or people expect poems, like it's a wedding. Oh, you'll write a poem for that one, Carl, or it's Valentine's Day, you gotta work. Well, your girlfriend, one of your boyfriend, you gotta write poems for this poem. Nobody writes a poem for you. So I said, I'll write a poem for me. And it's an ode to me. And it's better for a laugh. Some of it I really do believe. Some of it I'm messing. Some of it's true. Some of it's not using. So I excuse myself. Okay? So this is called Ode to Me. This is an ode to me. Now you might think that's strange or arrogant, but I think it's ode to me. This ode to me. See, I heard it said, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. They call it self-help these days, but I was into self-help at an early age, way before I made it up on stage, and through a milieu of self-hypnosis, positive thinking, meditation, affirmation, masturbation, self-esteem, levitation, regulation of breathing and thinking, mind over matter, magical manifestation, I've arrived at this here stage of operation called Carl Parkinson, poet, performer,
words hang up, shaman, inspirer of truth, beauty, and love to the nation. I'm so good, I should have my own TV station. I'm in love with all creation. I'm in love with me, I'm as deep as the sea, as irritating as a flea, as enigmatic as Lady Gaga's pussy. Yes, I'm the top of the tree, the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. I'm a maximum 1-4-7 break. I'm 180. I just want to say thank you to Mom and Dad for making me. I'm my own dynasty. I made a list of the world's most sexy people and put myself in number 1 to 50. I looked at my son and I said, kid, I hope I'm hereditary. This is an ode to me. I'm so tough I could batter Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali together easily. Well, one's dead and the other got Parkinson's. So now I'm the greatest. I'm slimmer than Slim Shady and I'm fatter than Kanye West. That's fatter with a PH. I've got a PhD in me. Honours degree. I thought about becoming the world champion in the UFC, but I'm just too damn pretty. I'm an addict. I can't get enough of me. I'm Alpha and Omega. My ambition is to live to 100 and still look good, to piss off all the other old men in the neighbourhood, and have all the old women lust after me, and some of the young ones too. Oh, Mr. Parkinson, you look great for 98. Thank you, darling, but I'm actually 100. But you're only as young as the one you feel, and you're only 28. If I was a state, I'd be New York, New York. So good, they named me twice. I'm writing a book called How to Improve Your Life. It's got one page in it with one sentence that says, be more like me.
Try to be a little bit serious, you know? This one's called Debt Cuts Down the Flowers. Debt cuts down the flowers and tips me on the shoulder, whispers, honour me as the friend that I am. I place my hand on his and stroke the bony fingers. He leaves laughing as I sing songs for the dead, beat a drum made of butterfly wings that hurls demons to the light, and I dance with myself. I dance with myself. Thank you.
Floyd, so I think you're in the same issue, really.
The Day of Lorden. Well, she was found. She was found cradling a half-empty bottle of vodka, the open rim suckling her breast, alcohol slowly dribbling down. Blood on her lips. She was 36, she looked 56. On the table, sleeping pills, a 4-day-old newspaper, and 20 milliliters of Foy in a plastic bottle. Her hair tangled and unwashed, blood slowly dripping down. Sores, bruises and wounds on her body, scabs peeling. She was found by Trevor Brady when he kicked in her door on a Friday morning. She owed me for a 1/4 ounce of hash. There was a smell of piss. Her body was cold and stiff and I had to take the money out of my pocket, Trevor said to his mates. She was found cradling a half-emptied bottle of vodka, the opened rim suckling her breast. Alcohol slowly dribbling down. Walt Whitman today in a DVD rental shop, just as Ginsberg did once in a supermarket. He was wearing a hat, blue jeans, brown boots of the worker, a tin whistle in his breast pocket, and of course, the fabulous long white beard. He browsed through the music section. Maybe he was looking to see if they had a song there. I wanted to go over and say, "Hey Walt, how the hell are you? What do you think of the 24th century? Ask what he thought about the internet, Facebook and YouTube. If everything written on him about him on Wikipedia was true. Was he gay, boy or straight? Would he place the laurel on my head? And could I touch his beard? What did he think of the States, democracy? Was Obama doing alright?" And then I thought, nah, probably doesn't want to be bothered. I'll wait till I meet him again some night in a bar and have a chat over a pint. So I blessed him with a smile and left the shop with a song of my own playing in my head.
What else?
Oh yes, I recorded this one for RTD Arena show, but I don't know, they just put it out whenever, so I had a few different ones. It'd be interesting to see if you play this one. You know, this is called, it's another one about me, but it's about everyone. You know, this one is very again modestly titled "I Am the Revolution." Actually, you can get involved in this if you would like, if you are up for it. Sometimes I get much rowdier audiences, you know, in subterranean caves in Dublin. You know, they're just rowdy anyway, so you have to get involved. So, if you want to get involved, there's a little sort of refrain. When I say, "I am," you all say, "The revolution." Okay? So, I am.
The revolution!
I just thought that was really good. I went back to Dublin and say, "Cork, hammer just is up." Should compare them. Then I'll move on to Limerick and Kilkenny and say that down there. Shouldn't have said that out loud. Okay, so now of course I'm going to say I'm the revolution at the very start. You don't have to say that. I am the revolution, marching not with a closed fist but with an open heart, of a billion-headed, multi-limbed body stretching back through time to a single cell that still devoids and has never died. The revolution of the word made flesh, the flesh making words. I am
the revolution!
14 billion years in the making of hieroglyphs and subatomic particles, moon, stars, a sun, a Milky Way, galaxies of matter, mind, and consciousness. I am the here before, never ending, subjective, all experience and bliss. I am
the revolution!
And I am leading little legions
Dublin through the parted sea, out of Ireland unfree, and I hear our children singing. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I am
a revolution!
And I will be televised on RTE, Sky and the BBC. You will see me in 100 years on 54 plasma 3D. Plug yourself in, biocybernetic TVs. I am a maker of history. I am
a revolution!
And I will infect the system like a super virus, multiplying exponentially till there's a billion motherfuckers saying they're the revolution and they're not gonna take this anymore. I am
a revolution!
No burning effigy, but burning with the joy of existence. A hunk of burning love, burning bright and strong, burning like Einstein's brain, James Brown. Feet, Muhammad Ali's fists,
yeah,
and Bruce Lee's kicks, burning like the colours red, yellow, and orange. I am terrifying, 200 foot tall, Godzilla like, wreaking havoc on the open mic, trampling Moloch's armies into paste, smashing his thousand blind windows in, swallowing whole the mass media machine, digesting it and shitting it back out as a piece of postmodern art. Still, I am
the revolution.
I am
the revolution.
I am not Marxist, capitalist, Catholic, Buddhist, Taoist, left wing, right wing, Republican, Democrat. I am maddening, entertaining, nothing and everything. I am a warrior who has no sword or gun, but I am armed with a tape recorder, magic wand, microphone, pen and voice. I have tanker torpedoes, haiku hand grenades, slashing stanzas, legal litanies, and a hip-hop hydrogen poetry bomb that will produce a mushroom cloud that spells the word freedom across the glowing sky. I am
the revolution!
And I see a lot of labels and players in this divine theatre, but I want to see more heroes in the play. I am
the revolution!
Of this object known as time. I am dinosaur, Shakespeare, UFOs, a telepathic tantric Zen master, voodoo, cultural engineer. I am
the revolution!
I am music in your soul. Music in your soul. I am
the revolution!
We are
revolution! Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Just another bit of time here.
Water, water.
I should have more remembered that, but I've still been working with somebody else, so. Sorry for my language, you know. Sorry, a poet should never actually apologize for his language.
No,
so fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
It's over 18 in here anyway, you know. If you're easily offended, fuck off. That's what Brendan Manning used to have. No, I'm not a big fan of Brendan Manning. Anyway, this is called Coke Poem, right? It's not about the drink. It's about the other one.
You take Sally, I'll take Sue. There ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine, so run all around my brain. Cocaine, what? A useless drug makes people yakety yak yak yak, bullshit talking, arse licking, teeth grinding, angry fools who think the absolute shit they talk is the wisdom of a sage come down from the mountain, but it's really the blabbering nonsense of a bulging-eyed arsehole who can't stop sniffing and touching his nose. Believe me, I know. I done the parties and the one-hour bags and the let's get more on tick. Ring heads and man, he has lovely stuff got off there last week. Mama, come here quick. That old cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine, so running all around. Seems like everybody's doing coke, doing it in toilet cubicles, off of keys and coins, in locked bedrooms at house parties, at the back of buses, doing it to be cool, like all the other films. Till they owe some 20-year-old gangster 2 grand. Till their nose blazes down their shorts and they die of a heart attack at 25. Bad news, brothers and sisters. It won't improve your personality. It won't make you a rock star, baby. It won't take you to the fifth dimension, place you at the feet of angels, make you sleep in peace for hours, barely move an inch. There's other drugs that do that. But it will make you go for hours in the sack. It will make you paranoid. It will damage your liver, heart and brain. It may even drive you insane. Mama, come here quick. That old cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine, it's a running all around my brain.
I'd like to say that was a former life. Now I'm just drink water and eat fish. So if you see me going to the toilet, I am going for a piss. That's right. I should have brought more. City Sonata.
I sing the city into existence from my dreaming. I will arise and go now and set out for the city. Walking in Dublin, April, a yellow flower grows on the street. I am in bloom with it. I am a note in the melody of people and industry. Ghost children serenade me. A ring, a ring, a rosy. A ring, a ring, a rosy. Tablature turns to wet petals in my heart. Twists thorns round my brow and makes wine from my blood. A sacrament of song. A love supreme siren. The dead smile at me with black roses in their hands. Oriental women in red dresses dance with a dragon. Bloody black river. Clotted with memories. Green leaves blow in the air like omens, and the ghost of Bang Bang aims a shot at my heart. I am the yellow flower that grows on the street. Sunlight beam on orange brick buildings, staccato shriek of fallen angels high on heroin. Gold circle above rooftops of tormented house blocks with mouths that groan and spit out cigarette butts and syringes. Plastic bags hooded over teenage boys and girls' heads, hands and feet wrapped in tinfoil, overflowing bins, torsos of men who died of unfulfillment, entrails made of empty soft drink cans, chocolate bar wrappers and rotten fruit. Among this, the prophet walks, milk dribbling from his beard, tambourine haloed above him. Tss, tss, tss. The hem of his hair turns pigeons into hawks with feathers full of miracles, and I am the blooming yellow flower on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get too serious, you know. Of course, poetry is a very serious thing. Let's not have
commercials.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, it is, yes, of course. Yeah. Very serious occupation, which I take very seriously. This is called The Future of Irish Poetry. Right. You see, I was seeing Jay-Z on the TV, and I thought his last album was his last album. But there he is on the telly. That he retired and was living it on the easy, getting down with Beyond Sleazy. Oh shit, this is starting to sound like a rap. But I ain't no white Irish rapper, fake Eminem wannabe with an Echo tracksuit with one leg rolled up and tattoos that say, only God can judge me, and made in Dublin. I'd rather look good in a €4 t-shirt from Penny's and €20 jeans from Unique, which these actually are. But see, if you got it inside, you can make that shit look dapper. You know, I said I ain't no rapper, but I can write a rhyme any time, and that shit'll be fine. I'll get up, stand in line, ding ding, round one. I got the eye of the tiger, not Tiger Woods, I mean like Blake's tiger. See, I'm a survivor. I survived in the hood when I was a boy in the hood. And like my man Dave Lorden, I'm surviving the recession, thinking of going to work in a sex shop surrounded by dildos and vibrators and brown bags for porno mags. Or maybe I'll shave my beard and dress in drag and do a makeup ad for some new anti-wrinkle cream. Or I'll find a black man with muscles and a mohawk and a good looking geezer and some fucking nut job, and I'll start my own 18. I love it when a man comes together. Maybe I'll ask my woman if she'll get some whips and chains and wear some kinky leather and open a dungeon in the spare room. Charge top rates for standing on balls and paddling ass. Is anybody counting these rhymes? I keep in time, ding ding. Now I'm throwing out words like left hooks from Smoking Joe Fraser. I'm a human taser, I'm electrifying. Is everybody still in line? If talent was a crime, Jesus, I'd be doing some lamb, lamb. Is this a rap or some spoken word? Well, you see, I'm a poet and I like my shit to look good on a page, but I like to perform it real good when I'm up on stage. Now some like to call it performance poetry, but sometimes that seems like another label to me. Like we're all cans of Sprite or Coke. And then you got what others call page poets, like they were just books on shelves, not people at all. Or maybe what we need is someone who can write a rap or a rhyme and spit it over a beat and write an ode, an elegy or a litany and perform it all like a Shakespeare reading Easy E. Shit, maybe that's me. Because a reporter in the Evening Herald said I was part Allen Ginsberg, part Snoop Dio, double G. So if you want to give me a book deal or put on a show or record a CD, you know what to do. Give me a call. He's had been a great audience. Really, no, I'm not just saying that, he's really happy. And yeah, I finish with what I usually finish with, which is called the Positivity Manifesto. I'm sick of your misanthropy, your misogyny, your hypocrisy. I'm sick of your negativity. I'm not sick. See me, I'm slick. I'm slicker than your average. Your negativity will not affect me. Your negativity will not infect me. In fact, I'm going to put out your fire. Well, not with more fire. See, I'm going to put it out with water. See, water is my positivity. Positivity is my water. And you say that I'm a 9. But I'm not a 9. I'm a 10. Yes, I'm attending to my mind and soul. My soul is a 10 thing, a 10 out of 10 thing. And you say my hair is tinning. Well, I'm still singing my songs. I'm still slinging the amethyst rock. And you say, down with that and down with this. And I say, up with that. I say, up with this. I say, up, jump the boogie, little bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. And I'm pulling up trees for paper. And with that paper, I'm planting poet trees. See, I'm cooking up books and I'm mainlining philosophy. I'm smoking green, red, yellow and blue. My thoughts are coming through phonetically.
So you're out on the rise these days and just drink tea. Here's my manifesto, I call it positivity, I call it possibility, I call it you and me, that's P, 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 positive, power, power, tree, and I allow my passion for compassion to grow daily. And maybe that ain't what's in fashion these days, but I'm going to make it all the rage. See, I'm going to eliminate all the rage. I'm going to sit down and burn some sage and breathe like Buddha. Then I'm going to mix my positivity with a little bit of sage acid and crossfade Walt Whitman with Paul McKenna and hypnotise myself democratically. Sing the song of myself confidently, cultivate enough positive G to metamorphosise into a golden immortal riding on the back of a dragon through eternity. I call that dragon positivity. You say that the future is a mystery. Or I say the future is our history unwritten. And I don't believe, I never believed in no 2012 apocalypse theory. See, it didn't scare me because I wrote my own story and it's filled with supercharged positivity. And there's you as me and me as you and you as we and me as we and we as we, and it's coming out on Nintendo Wii and Xbox and PlayStation 3, and you can download it from iTunes, order from Amazon, watch on YouTube, and I'm setting up a big Facebook page. It's going to be a $300 million James Cameron 3D directed movie called The Positivity Manifesto. And you say, man, that shit is fucking retro. And I say, no, it's active, it's rhapsodic. See, I'm going to turn kids into addicts, but they won't be snorting lines or smoking lines, they'll be writing lines, and they won't be wrapping little plastic bags, they'll be wrapping rhymes, and they'll all be in the streets tapping out shamanic beats and chanting tiger, tiger burning bright in the forest of the night, what a mortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry. And Christ will no longer be on a cross weeping in some church. He will be down here in the people, turning water into wine and wine back into water, and water is my positivity. So I want you all to come and have a little drink with me. Cheers, thank you.